house with one day only specials. Incredible deals on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Factory representatives on hand from Ruger and Leopold. Thousands of new guns, including many limited editions exclusively for Randy's. Your choice of the all-new 450 Bushmaster from Ruger in AR version, 450 semi-automatic with 5-shot magazine, 18-inch barrel and brake, or the Model 77 Hawkeye bolt action with walnut stock and high-gloss blue 20-inch barrel, only $799.99. Over 170 models of 450 Bushmaster models available. How about the AR-556 rifle, only $499? The Ruger LCP-380, the most carry pistol in America, starting at $199. Thousands of Leopold scopes in stock, all with the custom 450 dial, starting at $249.99. That's the annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center this Friday.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
To start the second half off, as Deckerville won the toss, elected to receive the start of the game, so they will be kicking off to start the second half. And a big boot from the Deckerville kicker comes down and bounces out of bounds at the 20-yard line after it went off the shins of a Mayville player, Jerry Gilbert. Tried to go in for it. It hit his shins, bounced right out of bounds, and no return on that one. And so Decker and Mayville will start their drive at their own 20-yard line.
Great kickoff there. Kick it deep. Force this Mayville team to go all the way down the field on your tough, tough defense. And no return on that play, like I said, as Gilbert unable to do anything with that kick as it bounces off the ground, takes a weird hop, hits him right in the leg, and deflects out of bounds. So a long ways to go. They end up going to place the nose of the football at the 31-yard line of Mayville, and they're going to start with the spread offense. We got a receiver left and right, and Labine keeping Middleton company in the backfield.
At the 21-yard line, receiver wide each way, and it's going to be keeper. Four, and that'd be number 20, taking the direct snap, Nick Phillips. And he gets out to about the 23-yard line, number 52. And that'd be Curtis Vogel on the tackle after a 2-yard gain, second down and 8 for the Mayville Wildcats, trailing by 24 points.
You're right about that, Clark. We did miss that. I do not even see Middleton on the field, so I'm not sure if this is a strategic change of plans or if something happened to Middleton late in that first half.
In the shotgun, Nick Phillips. Hands it off to Labine. Labine cuts back inside the gap and gets out to about the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. Cruz Ibera brings him down after a 5-yard gain out to the 28-yard line. Third down and 3, maybe 4 yards for the Mayville Wildcats. 11-12 left in the second and third quarter.
Nice tackle by Cruz Ibera, but boy, he was on the wrong side of Logan Labine there. Labine runs him over, but Ibera is able to stay low, trip him up, and bring him down and force third and 4.
Third down, 4 to go from the Deckerville 28-yard line. Receiver wide each way. Still at that quarterback position, Nick Phillips. He typically plays wide receiver. 5-9, hands it off to Labine. Labine has the first down, dives and drags his defender across to about the 32-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. Tackle made by Joe DeVault, linebacker for Deckerville. Enough to move the chains by about a yard. First down, Mayville.
That's just what Mayville need. Get off to a good start. Getting that first down is exactly what you want. You do not want to see Logan Labine limp off, though. That is not good as they check in Steven Jackson to the backfield, a freshman.
10:38 left in the third quarter. Receiver wide each way. Phillips at quarterback. To his left, running back. Otherwise, receivers wide. And it's going to be a keeper for number 20, Nick Phillips, and he's brought down in the backfield behind the line of scrimmage at the 30-yard line by Derek Snyder. Sneaks in there and brings him down for a loss of 2 of the play. Second down, 12 to go from the 30-yard line. 36-12, Deckerville leading by 24, 10 minutes left in the third.
Labine checks back into the offense for Mayville, so that's a good sign, but not a good play there. The quarterback, Nick Phillips, keeping it himself, and Deckerville sniffs it out all over it. You don't want to be in these long situations. I don't know if Phillips can throw the football, but you know Deckerville is hoping that he tries.
Phillips, a little bit of a high snap, has to throw downfield right to his intended receiver and is caught at the 45 to Jeffrey Frost, the big, tall tight end. He's across midfield and finally forced out of bounds by two maroon jerseys at the 45-yard line. It's a 25-yard reception. Cruzai Barra will be credited with the push-out. 25-yard reception from Phillips to Jeffrey Frost. Moves the chains into Deckerville territory, first and 10.
That ball, Clark, severely underthrown by Nick Phillips. A great play call. Jeffrey Frost was wide open. Cruz Ibera beat on the play, was gambling on the run, and Phillips throws it up, hangs into the wind, comes up a little short. Frost is able to stop in his tracks, come back to the ball and get it, and turn it into a big gain for Mayville. But if he was hit on the run, I think he scores.
Receiver wide each way. Phillips in the shotgun. Keeper coming around the left end. Dives out of one way. He has maroon jerseys all over him. He's finally brought down to the 49. Ball flies out when he's tackled. But they're going to say he was down. Tackle made by leading by Curtis Vogel after a 4-yard loss. Curtis Vogel on the big tackle for a loss there. Second down, 14 from the 49-yard line. Mayville on offense. Left, right across your radio. 36-12, Deckerville leads.
That play going nowhere fast. Logan Labine even come up and picked up the linebacker, but Phillips nowhere to go. Didn't matter who was running the football, but nothing but Eagle defenders all over the place. And here's a different situation. A bunch formation with three receivers to the right. Right on the line of scrimmage, mind you.
Phillips in the backfield by himself. Keeps it for himself around the right end. Has positive yards and steps out of bounds at the 43-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 5 on the play, maybe even 6. But regardless, a third down and long upcoming for Mayville. 8:54 left in the third. Third down and 9.
You're down multiple scores. You're now into Deckerville territory, so that is a nice gain. It's third down and 8. It's certainly, in my opinion, 4 down territory for Mayville, so you don't need all 8 here, but 5 or 6 is what the offense is looking for.
Looks like Middleton's on the sideline there, Dave, and nothing, just has a jacket on. Looks like a little cold right now. That's very well made, just Benny. Let's change those things up. We're down by 24 at the half. Phillips in the shotgun, that bunch receiving core just on the outside right edge, and Phillips goes the other way, and he's tripped up in the backfield by a shoestring. Leading the way, Justin Trigger trips him up barely, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, and Mayville now forced with a 4th and 8 from Deckerville's 43-yard line.
Oh, tough. That was a great play there, though, by Justin Trigger, because I think Phillips had some running room if he isn't tripped up. I'm not saying he got the first down, but he certainly had some green grass in front of him, an opportunity to make this fourth down a lot shorter. And it sure looks like the offense is staying on the field, Clark, and I certainly think that's the right move. But, again, it would have been nice to get 4 or 5 there to try to make this 4th and 8 a little easier. If you're Deckerville, you can play off a little bit and expect some sort of pass.
Phillips in the backfield by himself, two receivers to the left, tight ends on both ends. Phillips rolling to his right, has coverage all over him, and this one's nearly intercepted at the 38-yard line. Pass was intended for Jeffrey Frost, but Cruz Ibarra was there, and now he's rolling on the ground. Looks like he may be hurt. And it's going to be a turnover of downs with 8:04 left in the third.
Great, great defensive play by Cruz Ibarra. Jumps the route and was a split second away from taking it away and going the other direction with full speed. But I think, Clark, bad news. That's that knee that I believe he's been suffering, dealing with all season long.
Not good as the crowd goes completely silent here. 8:04 left in the third quarter. Deckerville 36, Mayville 12 as the coaching staff on the field working on Cruz Ibarra, who nearly brought in the interception. Looks like he went down, ran it wrong, and does appear to be favoring that left knee as they're working on him down there. We'll take a short break and return. We'll have more action here from Deckerville, Michigan, as the Mayville Wildcats with 12, Deckerville with 36 back on offense right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M-19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Well, the good news is Cruz Ibarra is up on his own power, gets off the field, but unfortunately, it's his other knee. It's his right knee that's giving him trouble.